Afternoon Stretch with Zach Williams and Bruno Reagan.
Racing car, stay calm!
Let's take some calls from the public, shall we?
Join the Afternoon Stretch now on the Cure Hotline. 615-844-5600. Now here's Bruno and Zach.
Clock here in the Music City, so you know what time it is. Time for the Afternoon Stretch here on Nashville Sports Radio. Bruno Reagan, Ray Dosky, Zach Williams, coming to you live from the Strike and Spare Family Fun Center studio. Always want you to get involved. 615-844-5600 on the Cure Hotline. August 10th, 2022, as we are back here for a Wednesday edition of the show. Bruno Reagan, you got a haircut today? This is a big day. How are you doing?
I know. I'm glad you recognize that. Like,
shaved?
When you see me get a haircut, just know it's getting real.
It's,
you know,
getting good.
Football season's right there. So I want, 2 to 3 weeks, I'll have the little, you know, I'll have it at least out colored.
The chin strap going on?
Yeah, it'll hide my neck. And that's my plan. And then a little bushy on the top.
Yeah. So, where'd you go to get a cut?
Great clips.
Yeah.
Solid. I went and got like a $60 haircut one time from this place in Nashville from this like specialist guy, and I was like, I mean, it was nice, but I was like, it took like an hour and a half. I was like, this is too much.
Yeah.
And just to mess it up, because like all I do is work out and train.
Yeah. You were looking a little scrabby, a little.
Oh, I know.
Scruffy.
I know.
But you know, now all cleaned up. You got a new computer today as well.
Yeah, dude.
That's huge.
It is huge. I mean,
literally.
I told you what it was. New $2,000 Twitter machine.
Yeah, exactly. just for Twitter. That's all it's for. Yeah. If you want to get involved, remember, we want to talk to you. 615-844-5600. Later on in the show at 525, we're going to have Matt Rudy of Golf Digest. He's going to join us. We're going to be talking live golf and continue that conversation, because the rumor is, nothing's still official, I believe, out as of right now, but Cameron Smith, he is headed to LIV Golf for $100 million is the reported amount, and fitting with everybody else who's left for LIV Golf that is just there to make a ton of money, and how do you blame him at that point? But a lot of people upset about that. Still, there's more news out of that, so a lot of golf stuff we're going to get into the second hour of today's show. I saw just before we got on, the Cleveland Browns they're planning for Deshaun Watson to start their preseason. They're still, Deshaun Watson is the number one, regardless of what Roger Goodell said, I think yesterday or the day before, whenever he said it. So it seems like Deshaun Watson still number one in Cleveland.
Yeah, he's going to start. I mean, he's going to start the preseason game. So we'll get to see Deshaun Watson in a Browns uniform, and we'll talk about his play rather than all of this. Personally, I know it's my job to talk about this stuff, but I'm really getting sick of the Deshaun Watson story. Have you gotten to that point yet?
I mean, I've gotten sick of how long it's going.
I really struggle with stories when they're not fun and we lack a motive. Because that's the whole thing, is trying to find one that, and we're really shooting from the hip with that stuff. Now, live golf, there's no motive, but it's funny to you and me. To people who love golf, it's not funny, but to you and me, it's funny. To me especially, it's really funny.
Yeah, I think that the whole Deshaun, it's what I said the other day. You know, NFL coming in, they're like, you know what, six games isn't enough, even though they brought the person in who they were like, we're going to trust this. And then they were like, what, idiot. You know, we're not going to trust you at all, Sue L. Robinson. Yeah. And my whole thing is just, why are you extending it further? Why did you set this person up, who was your arbiter, to just then discredit her completely from what her findings were, to say you're still fighting for a year? Well, what's the difference between six games to one season? Just don't let it happen ever again. Ban him. If you think if in your own words, you think he was a predator.
That's
Roger Goodell's word.
I know.
It's predatory tactics. If you think this guy is somebody who is possibly going to do it again, and you want nothing to do with him, kick him off the bus. He's done.
They tell people like me, it's a privilege to play in the National Football League. But if you're just good enough, you can... You can abuse nearly 30 women. And
who was the tight end for the Patriots? He was with Hernandez.
Hernandez was William's name.
Yeah, we're going to talk about that in a second too. But Hernandez, you know, he was alleged to murder two people, and there were still talks that the Raiders and the Patriots might bring him back.
Yeah,
you know, if he got off, he was just going to go right back to playing football. I mean, it doesn't matter.
I don't know how long Henry Ruggs is going to be in jail, but
I think Henry Ruggs will be back.
But imagine, like, he gets out, a team's going to be like, "Hey, we can work you out." You know,
do you still run fast? You still run sub 440? That's awesome. Then let's go.
Yeah,
cool. You know, it was an accident. Everyone, that's all we'll say. That's the game, and that's my whole thing with the NFL. You know, you already do this. Don't sit there and grandstand this whole like. This he's a predator, and we need to do more. We need to a whole season is what it needs to be. I'm Roger Goodell, and I declare it. No, that's just grandstanding. It does nothing. And by the way, his contract, which we all understand, his contract is 1 year. The first year, he basically is making nothing compared to what his whole contract is. He's making $250 million guaranteed or whatever. The first year is he's only making $1 million. So they were already set up in the contract that, like, if you miss the first year, whatever, you're still going to get paid all this. And it was fully guaranteed anyway. So if we have to see in 2023, fine, whatever. That's my whole problem with it. It's just let it. If you really hate it, do something about it.
I will say, I do think Deshaun Watson will stop. Because I mean, he wasn't going to stop until he got punished for it. But you settle over 20 civil cases, that's got to hurt the pockets, man. I'm sure they didn't.
Well, he can't get another masseuse without the Cleveland Browns okaying it now, too. So that's a whole other
thing. Yeah, you can.
You know that episode of Black Mirror where the people are just being followed always with cell phones and cameras? They're just always on. That's Deshaun Watson now. He's just, every time they see Deshaun Watson, they just slowly pull up their phone.
Deshaun Watson was sick of the cameras. I remember that famous clip when he was in practice in Houston. He goes to practice, does nothing. Yeah. And he's like, I don't know why y'all record me. It's the same thing every day. That was before any of this even happened. So, yeah, it's 10 times worse. And he deserves it. He deserves it. You made your bed. You gotta sleep in it.
We think he's a predator, so we're just going to have him wait for one season. Yes. The rest of it, because, I mean, you know, he's still young, going to play a long time, so we're fine.
That's the bad thing, is if you don't, like, maybe football is the best place for him to be. At least we can supervise him around big other people that could harm him. If we just suspend him for the football season, he's going to go out there and, you know, he's a danger to people. At least if you don't suspend him, for the safety of I'm just talking in the utilitarian sense of the safety of the people. It's probably best to keep him in the National Football League, away from society.
Connor on Twitter says, they set Sue up for failure in her first attempt. This is mind-numbingly stupid from Goodell.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Connor, who's that guy? That guy's smart. Connor, you're a smart man. I mean, why? They did set her up. Have you ever had a friend set you up? Do you know the betrayal you feel when he sets you up in front of the friend group? Roger Goodell did that. Just threw this judge under the bus in front of the entire country.
Yeah, you know, I'm feeling that right now with John Burton.
Yeah.
Well, we'll talk about it later, but.
Hey, one thing I do want to mention. This is Dr. Disrespect's favorite
show
of all time. I'll say that on air. That is the most proud viewer I've ever got. I love the guy, so.
Yep. There you go. Dr. Disrespect
approved. We've clickbaited a lot of people into clicking
this. National Sports Radio. There's literally nobody else in this market that can say that.
Yes.
So, Dr. Disrespect tuned in yesterday. Loved the show. And Phil Mickelson, another big stretcher. Yep. Dr. Disrespect, a new stretcher.
New stretcher.
Pat McAfee, a big stretcher.
Stretcher.
I mean, it's growing every day, baby.
Yep.
So the people who keep leaving mean comments about me, let it go.
Yeah.
I don't actually see any of them. Yeah. I don't know. There probably is somewhere. There's some forum of an old person that's just,
you know,
mad at me.
That's the day you make it. When people you don't know start leaving you hateful things, that's when you're like, I think we're starting to make some traction.
Yeah.
When it's people we know leaving us hateful things, it's like, well.
Well, they just keep calling us fat right now. And that's,
I know.
That's the actual thing that gets under my skin and hurts me.
I mean, they're right. Yeah, I love it when people call me fat. I wish it was a bit where people would aggressively do it. That's the bit I want.
Yeah.
Yeah. First of all.
You fat idiot.
Yeah. But my mom,
too fat.
My parents are the best. They follow, but they don't helicopter me, but they do. They stalk me, kind of, you know what I'm saying? They stalk their baby boy. So my mom sees the stuff with Burton. She calls me and she's like, I tried to unfollow him on Twitter, but I already wasn't following
him. See, that's a real one. That's real bad. That's a real one right
so
there.
So if you go around with this, I want you to call me fat and be like, hey, you fat idiot, have you trained today? That would help me out. I'd be like, that's funny, and well, that would motivate
I
me.
I actually like what your mom may have just started. Hashtag unfollow Burton. Hashtag unfollow Burton needs to be going right now. If you're watching, just go ahead and leave in the chat or retweet the video on Twitter and just put hashtag unfollow Burton.
Yeah.
Just unfollow Burton. Hashtag unfollow Burton. Because you're if you're watching this, you're a team stretcher. And we'll, like I said, we're going to get into that in a little bit. If you also want to jump in, the Cure Hotline wide open, 615-844-5600. Let's go to the Cure Hotline. Our good buddy Womble's on line one. Womble, how are you doing today?
What's up, guys? How are you?
Feeling good, looking good, baby.
Awesome. Well, I'm glad you think so. Hey. I was calling in because I'm not a big bettor. Zach knows I'm not a big bettor, but I saw Bruno put out a pretty interesting wager with Vanderbilt regular season wins. Obviously, I'm not a big Vanderbilt fan, but over 2.5 feels like easy money. Feels like free money.
That's what you would think. I mean,
the schedule. I'm sitting here looking at the schedule, and I'm trying to think. Okay, this is something that maybe I could find myself placing a bet on because I feel like I said, free money. So, Bruno, from your own point of view, out of Hawaii, Elon, Wake Forest, and Northern Illinois, where do you see 3 wins coming from, or do you see 4 wins coming from? And then, if you want to surprise everyone, do you think they're going to get a win in the SEC this year?
They were really close last year with South Carolina. It wouldn't surprise me if they knocked off. If they do get an SEC win, it'll be one of the first. The Mizzou's South. It could be a South Carolina. It could even be a Florida. Florida penciled pretty low in the East this year. They're always pretty undisciplined, especially when they play Vandy. Florida has that very much Vandy's an easy game mindset, and then we always play them close. So one of these days we'll actually catch them. Elon, that's a surefire win. They're they're lesser. Lesser divisional competition. They're not like a ETSU where they're going to finish 10-2. Hawaii is one of the worst programs in FPS. That was a great schedule. So unless the travel gets to the guys, that should – Vanderbilt's an 8-point favorite, if that tells you anything about Hawaii. So that's 2 wins. That's 2 – it should be guaranteed wins. Now, any other teams, there are no guarantees with Vanderbilt. Northern Illinois is not a guarantee. Northern Illinois came into – Nashville and like I'm pretty sure stomped Vanderbilt by 32 or 33 years ago, so that was cool. Wake Forest, their quarterback, they just had their quarterback. Their quarterback isn't going to be able to play this entire season, so they're gonna have to figure out a new plan for quarterback. I don't know. Wake Forest is coming off a strong season too. I think they're preseason top 25 around the late 20-ishes. I'd have to double check.
Yeah, I have to look at that too.
But they ended last season in the top 25. They're a pretty good program, but now losing that quarterback, that stuff.
The answer is Hawaii. It's Hawaii, it's Elon, and Northern Illinois. That's
Hawaii,
the answer, Elon, right now.
And I'm drinking until we get the last one. But I'm trying to come up with an idea to celebrate. Once we get 3, what do we do?
Because we're rolling it on a 4th win.
Well, once we get 3, Bruno, we're rolling in the dough is what we're doing. Because this seems like easy money.
Yes. I you don't have to be a Vanderbilt fan to think this is doable. So this should be common man's bet. Tennessee scares me, whereas we all expect them to win 9-ish games this year. Could be even get into the double digits. When you get to that level, that's tough. Well, Womble, the resident Tennessee man, what's wrong with you?
Well, I think, the offense could score 45, but the defense could give up 50 every game. And so, as great as your offense is, if you're giving up more points, that's obviously an L. So, you look at the schedule, and, I mean, there are some tough games in there. Listen, the University of Tennessee is owned by the University of Florida. They have been for the last 30 years. So, you pretty much count that as an L. You go on the road to Pitt. That's a tough game. You got Florida. You got Georgia. I mean, it's just a tough schedule, Bruno. I mean, to be honest with you, I would be happy with an 8-win regular season. I think that would be major progress in year 2.
That the over-under on FanDuel Sportsbook, code TAS also for you, is 7.5 for Tennessee.
I would take the over on that. I'd personally take the
under
on
is
that.
The favorite. The under is the plus 145.
Yeah, I think Anthony Richardson out of Florida. I think Tennessee has a really solid chance to beat Florida. Whereas most years, I mean, it's Florida comes in as the favorite. I think Tennessee will be pretty even with Florida coming into this game. So. I know Tennessee, Florida.
Yeah,
that's a real rivalry.
About those two universities that the one down south owns the one in the east, kind of like Tennessee owns the University of Kentucky in football. It's just every program has that one program where they can't get over the hump against, and And unfortunately for Tennessee, that's Florida. But before I let you guys go, I just wanted to give a shout-out, no free shout-out, to the four-man best ball scramble. I got to play that today, and it had me leaving the golf course feeling like I should call the PGA Tour, if not the LIV Tour.
how much did you lie by today?
Well, it's a best ball scramble, Zachary, if you know what that means. Okay. So that means you play the best ball.
They played your ball maybe once out of the 18 holes?
Actually, they played it probably all 18 times.
Oh.
I played with some pure fairway finders today.
Oh, okay.
You
played from the senior tees today. That's good.
Shout out to the four-man best ball scramble because, again,
what'd y'all shoot?
Ready for the LIV Tour.
What'd y'all shoot what'd y'all shoot?
Well, I had to leave after 13 because I had some things to take care of, but we were one over par through 13.
Okay, there you go. There you go. Well, let's set up our weekend matchup here soon.
You know what, Zachary? If you're ready to lose, I will be glad to
please.
Run the golf course.
Womble, look, that invitation. Just you and John Burton, I'll take you down to golf and take John Burton down to wrestling. I'm not worried, not fretting a bit on any of that.
All right, guys. You have yourself a good one. All right.
Hey, appreciate it, Womble. Thanks for calling it, buddy. Good old Womble over there at Main Street Preps. We always appreciate him. High school football is coming right around the corner. And Womble's your guy for keeping up with that weekly, daily kind of interaction with all of the high school football. So there you go. There's our, hey, we're friends with Zach Womble thing.
Yeah, Zach Womble. I saw it. Did you see him yesterday on the
video? He cheats and lies at golf. I know. But.
I thought his comment was hilarious. We're like, yo, Dr. Disrespect, watch our show. How cool. He's like, you're not going to mention the guy who left a heart? No. You're nowhere near as cool as the doctor.
Oh, man. If Womble can get like 2 million followers on Twitter and then watch, then we'll be like, oh, my God, Zach Womble watched that. No, I love Womble. We've been playing. Me and him have been playing a lot of golf lately, and we're both getting much better.
Yeah,
I'm getting much. I've just noticed I've been getting much, much better at golf.
The problem with you'll get good, but then you'll take like a few months off, and then you'll be right back to square one. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
so you got to keep on it.
Just keep going every single day. Well, I mean, I feel like at some point, if we can build the show up big enough, and I just get halfway decent, then I can get $100 million contract with LIV Golf too.
Yeah,
that would be amazing. You know, just to leave it all behind.
Someone call you a Saudi murderer to your face and you wouldn't be able to handle it.
Oh yeah, no, I'd tear my eyes off with $100 bills. That's what I would do, and then just throw them in the air and walk away, you know, at that point, whatever. So if you want to jump in, we want to hear from you. 615-844-5600. Also, Connor, who's on Twitter, he's a fan of the show, he's new to the show. He's a big Tennessee fan, and he wanted to say to you that you're a goated Vandy player for agreeing with Connor on his take about Sue Robinson and all that.
Yeah, appreciate it. See, Tennessee and Vanderbilt, we can interact at times, right? There's bigger things to tackle in this world. We can team up together against Deshaun Watson. We can team up together against the University of Florida, right? It doesn't have to be all hate all the time. Now, when we play Tennessee,
we all hate John Burton. We can team up against that as well. So #we play, unfollow Burton.
Yeah, when we play against Tennessee, though, that we'll take a week off of the friendliness.
Yeah. No, that'll be hopefully. Vandy already has their three wins.
I'm not going to lie. If Vandy has three wins going into Tennessee again, I'm like, I don't care. That's all I want to win.
There's going to be blood that week.
Yeah, if there are two wins going into the Tennessee game, I'm going to have a heart attack.
All right, we need to run to a break. When we come back, though, I mean, there's just – I must taste good.
Yeah,
because John Burton cannot get me out of his mouth. I mean, this guy.
Hey, yo.
Hey, I mean, this guy is staying attached to me at the hip right now, talking about me again this morning on that morning show. We'll talk about it when we come back. If you want to jump in, Cure Hotline wide open, 615-844-5600. Back after this here on the Afternoon Stretch.
Good afternoon. I'm looking at a crash north of town. It's going to be up in Robertson County. It's got the interstate crawling 65 northbound at Bethel Road. Again, that's that section of Robertson County where it's pretty heavy once you get past Millersville. Traffic's also increasing even more out here on the south loop. It's been slow on 65 north trying to get past Vietnam Vets. Gatlinburg Winery, it's home of the world famous cotton candy wine. They've got some brand new flavors. Check them all out at gatlinburgwinery.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Six Man Movers here in Nashville is looking for people to join their growing team. They are currently accepting applications for 5 to 10 more members to fill their roster through their website, sixmanmovers.com. Once there, choose resources, then click on We're Hiring. Fill out the form, and a member of their team will be in touch. Experience is preferred, and you must have a valid driver's license. It pays $15 to $21 an hour, depending on your experience. Come join the Six Man Mover crew and get paid to work out. Other great perks include getting paid weekly for your hours, plus tips, flexible scheduling, and much more. You will love being a part of this dynamic roster with Six Man Movers. To apply, just go to sixmanmovers.com, then click on We're Hiring, or give them a call at 615-830-1313 for more information. Again, that number is 615-830-1313. That's Six Man Movers, more than just a Nashville moving company. We exist to help you change your life. Make your next move a win with Six Man Movers.
Golfers, swing into Edwin Watts Golf Shops for the hottest new arrivals from Cobra, featuring the new LTDX drivers, engineered for the longest total distance with extreme forgiveness. Internal weights create the power core, and hot face technology delivers faster ball speed at every contact point. Four drivers to fit every golfer's needs. Swing by Edwin Watts Golf Shops and get custom fit today. Edwin Watts Golf Shops, home of the 90-day satisfaction guarantee, and shop us online at Worldwide Golf Shops.
From the big game to the big dance, Bar Lines at the Omni Nashville Hotel downtown is your game day and watch party headquarters. Don't worry about entertaining guests and trying to feed everyone. Sit back, relax, cheer on your team, and let the Bar Line staff take care of you. Grab a Bar Line signature cocktail and enjoy some wicked deviled eggs. Or a Bar Line's double stack and finish it off with some Jack and Coke chocolate cake. Bust your belly and your bracket at Bar Lines. Located in the Omni Nashville Hotel, 5th Avenue, downtown.
Your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR Skyscan forecast for this afternoon. Mostly cloudy, thunderstorms likely, high 89. Mostly cloudy with a thunderstorm likely tonight, low 72. Partly cloudy Thursday with a high of 88. Mostly clear Thursday night, low 70. Sunshine on Friday, high 86. Utilizing the resources of the WeatherBug Network on Nashville Sports Radio, I'm WNSR's Bob Miller.
Sports Radio WNSR.
The Afternoon Stretch with Zach and Bruno. I would say something snarky, but I don't want to get a phone call from Zach's dad.
Welcome back. The Afternoon Stretch. Bruno Reagan, Ray Dosky, Zach Williams here in the Strike and Spare Family Fun Center studio. We haven't said hi to Ray yet. Ray Dosky. How are you doing today?
What do you want?
Sorry, Ray. Oh, hate has consumed our hearts.
Yeah, today was just, I'm coming in hot today on just topics. You know what I mean? What are you mad? Are you mad today too, Ray? What's going on?
I'm here.
You're here? What's up? You don't have your headphones on or anything?
No, I'm pissed about the whole Burton apology.
You'll hear about it in a minute. Oh, yeah.
They came on my guys today, man.
They, so the morning show, First of all,
Patton, you're not escaping me either, all right? I'm just going to come after Patton.
Yeah, Patton, I mean, he needs it.
They didn't even address it. Burton was like, Bruno said this about me. That was in passing. Patton did terrible yesterday. Or 2 days ago.
You're not letting it, not letting that one go.
All right, now go ahead, Zach.
I wake up to a tweet again. I say wake up. I was already up for a couple hours, but I'm not, you know.
Yeah, you're a 5 a.m. Jocko type grinder.
Yeah. Beds made, shoes put up, all that kind of stuff. Yeah. So I see a tweet that says John Burton's going to apologize. I think, okay, what now? Yeah, that's really where I look at it. What now am I looking at with John Burton? And like I said, going to the break, I must taste delicious. Because this guy has not got me out of his mouth yet. I mean, we're 2 days strong now. This guy is going. I mean, look, once again, I broke the fourth wall. I peeled the onion back. Showed you the layers. Peek behind the curtain, if you will. The first thing that shows lead off with is their ace. That's the new meta, if you will, of doing shows. You come out roaring strong. That's what you're supposed to do. You come out big. And 2 days in a row, the Greg Pogue and John Burton show have come out with Zach Williams did blank.
Yeah.
That's what, I mean, Zach Williams did this. Zach Williams did that. That's their lead. I mean, they're fans. I don't blame it if their fans are, you know, starting to tune into the afternoon stretch. If there's literally any of them that haven't crossed over already, by the way, I'd be surprised. But apparently, John Burton has issued an apology to me. I have not heard it. I don't know what it is. Didn't listen to it live. Didn't even react to the Twitter when he tagged me this morning at like 9 or whatever the time the show starts. I don't even know what time the show really starts. Not even sure. Could be 10, could be 11. I think it needs to start at 11 and end at 11. That's probably the best thing for that show to do. But, so we have it. Ray's grabbed it for me. That's why Ray's in a foul mood today, that he's had to listen to this already.
I can't wait for your response.
So,
that's all I have to say. You and Bruno's both.
Yeah. Well, was Bruno involved in this too?
A little bit, yeah. The only one he left out was myself.
Well, good. Yeah. They said something about you yesterday. I forgot to even tell you about that. They were making fun of you, talking about you're trashy. You left a pizza box from one of your fine sponsors.
Boom Boss. Yes, pizza joint.
Yep. They're talking about one of your sponsors. They're coming at your sponsors.
Hey, and that was my bad. I ate all the pizza. So shout out Boom Boss.
It's not
Boss.
Your bad. I told Bruno to eat it.
It was busting. The problem was I had no hands. I grabbed the pizza with my hands, and there was no more hands to throw the box away. So that was my B. Boomba, shout out to y'all. That was dope.
So let's listen to this supposed apology. I am almost fully certain there's no apology really in here. But we'll see. Maybe I'm wrong. Ray, go ahead and play the tape.
If you guys would indulge me for a second, I need to kind of clean up some things. You know, yesterday we played the clip of Zach Williams at the Vrabel press conference, and listen, he got a little tongue-tied. He kind of lost his train of thought, and Vrabel kind of ribbed him for it. And we had some fun with it here on the show. And, you know, I probably took it a little too far. You know, Zach called in, and, you know, I listened to the afternoon show, the afternoon stretch. And, you know, those guys got into me pretty good. And it made me realize that, you know, I see the error in my ways now. I need to, what are you laughing about? This is serious, Greg. I need to better myself. I need to be a better person. I need to be a better teammate here at WNSR Nashville Sports Radio. So for those that don't know, Patton, why don't you play the clip that we're talking about? This was at Titans training camp practice at the end of practice on Friday. Yes, Greg.
Well, you're such a nice guy. You're going to play it again, right?
Well, I just want everybody to know what it is that we're talking about. Oh, okay. So this was Zach Williams asking Mike Vrabel a question on Friday after practice. Go ahead, Pat, and roll it.
How'd you feel on the Burks and Burks and defensive cornerback?
Farley.
Thank you. Burks and Farley matchup today.
You guys been here long? First day?
Got in for the weekend.
I couldn't tell.
So that was on Friday, and if you go back and listen to yesterday's show, I mean, I laid it on pretty thick. I was making fun of Zach. But you know what? We've all been there, right, guys? We've all been in situations like that. I have. I've been doing this, you know, for 30 years, and I've had moments like that at press conferences, at one-on-one interviews, live interviews, where I lose my train of thought. It happens, right? So, you know, Zach called up yesterday, and he quoted, what was it, Teddy Roosevelt that he quoted yesterday?
Yeah, Teddy Roosevelt.
Yeah, and just talking about, hey, summarizing, you know, at least I had the guts to, you know, go there, ask a question, and own the fact that I got a little tongue-tied. And he did. And he, like I said, Zach and Bruno reiterated that. Zach said some harsh things about me yesterday. Bruno said some really harsh things about me yesterday that we'll get into in a little bit. So I actually now want to formally apologize to Zach Williams for my behavior yesterday on air in the first segment. It was uncalled for. It was not, you know, it was not a good representation of who I am as a person. You know, I try to be a caring person, a giving person. You know, I'm not getting any younger, and I realize that, you know, Zach's got a lot of talent. You know, he's not even 30 years old yet, I don't believe, and he's hosting an afternoon drive show in his own hometown. You know, he's a talented guy, and I shouldn't have took it that far. So, as it turns out, guys, I didn't realize this, but Zach actually went back to practice yesterday. And similar to the Teddy Roosevelt speech that he gave us yesterday on the air, Greg, he gave a similar speech to Mike Vrabel after practice. And, Patton, I believe we have the audio for that, do we not?
We sure do, yeah.
All right, you want to go ahead and roll that? This was Zach Williams yesterday talking to Mike Vrabel, kind of issuing a statement to him after Titans practice yesterday.
I personally believe
that U.S. Americans are unable to do so because some people out there in our nation don't have maps, and I believe that our education, like such as in South Africa and the Iraq, everywhere like such as, and I believe that they should, our education over here in the U.S. should help the U.S. Or should help South Africa and should help the Iraq and the Asian countries, so we will be able to build up our future.
So, Zach,
well, the sincerity, from the bottom of my heart, is just dripping.
From the bottom of my heart, I want to apologize to you. You have more than redeemed yourself, Zach. I'm sorry. I hope we can move forward from this. And thank you, Greg, for indulging me and letting me open the show with this. Patton, thank you for pulling that audio.
Sure.
I appreciate it. So there you go. Should we play it again?
No.
Should we play it again?
No, not that. I don't want to hear that. I don't want to hear this Miss South Carolina
again. No, that was Zach Williams.
The sincerity is dripping over there. You have a puddle surrounding you right now.
Maybe we'll play it again before we're done here today.
Because
I want the people to know that your afternoon host has got the guts. He's got the moxie to go and redeem himself. And I think he did a wonderful job yesterday. I applaud him. Zach, you're a better man than I. There you go.
But you're right about the first part. You are a pretty low life. I mean, that part.
I never said I wasn't.
You guys been here long?
All right. Okay. Point count. How bad did that? I had a rough afternoon. I was actually asleep for about 4 hours yesterday afternoon, just getting caught up on whatever's wrong with me. But anyway, how bad? Well, I mean, I didn't hear it. I haven't heard it. I hadn't gone back and listened to it. They getting on you? Did they have how hard?
I don't know. Maybe I don't. Can we maybe pull some of that? Maybe
nah. I don't want to hear that. I don't want to hear them on.
Well, here's the biggest thing. You know, Zach said what he said, and I've said it a million times. A lion does not concern himself with the opinions of a sheep, right? But Bruno Reagan chimes in, and he says, and I quote, "John Burton is the funniest looking human being I've ever seen in my life." Bruno, have you seen yourself lately? Like, Bruno looks like a big yellow balloon with, like, a curly, you know, a curly haircut.
Shrek. Shrek.
And a scraggly beard drawn on it with a black magic marker. And he's saying, "I'm funny looking." Okay. Hello, pot. This is the kettle. So, it is what it is, man. But
so, have you two, I know when we were out at Hendersonville Strike and Spare that you two decided that you were going to go into the squared circle together, right? Is that going to happen?
I don't know. I mean, you know, yeah? it's that's on him if he wants to.
Yeah, I don't know. That'd be dumb again. Yeah. Anyway,
really?
Yeah. I mean, him getting in there. You've got professional wrestling experience, and
it was his idea, not mine, Greg.
But he's a big clod. they said, "Don't give me."
All right. First off, Pogue needs to chill. You know, he was fine up until there. Because, look, I expect this now.
He's getting bold.
He's getting bold because he's hanging around Burton too long. That's really the problem. And, I expected this. All right, I knew the apology. When I was hearing that whole first part of it, like, you didn't have me in the first. You know the meme? They had me in the first half, you know? Didn't have me in the first half here. I knew what was going on. I understand. Burton was setting it up, his big joke, ha-da-ha-da-ha. Then he plays the Miss South Carolina clip. There was no apology. It's not an apology. It was a setup job. It was a hit job. And also, for anybody, Titans didn't even practice yesterday. They were not here. They were not around. All right? They made a practice up in Baltimore. Baltimore, as Bruno would say.
Yeah, I'm letting you. Baltimore.
Baltimore. Baltimore.
He's getting better.
But this whole thing has gone too far. Not too far, right? We got a new drop though now.
Burton is the funniest looking human being I've ever seen in my life.
You're damn
That's
straight, Burton.
Out of the camel's mouth. Is that what the saying is?
Out of the horse's mouth. But he's you know, he's not a horse. What's he's the mini Burton, pony? No, he's like the mini pony.
No, Burton said, Bruno said, and I quote, Burton is the weirdest looking dude around. That's what he said I said. That's not true. What I said was you look like Bobby Lashley, except he's standing under hydraulic press and it just crushes him, but he survives. That's what I said. So get the quote right.
Play it again, Ray, because this is a new drop.
Burton is the funniest looking human being I've ever seen in my life.
Also, Patton, when second I asked the funny. Producer to play it, it's played right away.
Also, second, Patton's the second funniest looking dude.
Patton looks like, you know, remember in, what was the first one? The first one was Charlie and the or Willy Wonka in the Chocolate Factory, and the second one with Johnny Depp was Charlie and Chocolate Factory. There was the kid that went to the Laffy Taffy puller, you know, and it like made him really long. It's all, that's like, that's Patton.
Patton looks like John Burton went first and God is designing people, and then God went, all right, I'm going to do everything opposite, and then he made Patton.
Now I'm going to put a butthole where a mouth should be. That's what I'm going to do. This whole John Burton thing is getting wildly out of hand. I think we're almost to the point now, because look, we're going to have a wrestling match. He said, I don't know. It's weird now we're running away from it, because I was, you know, what did Lil Wayne say? I'll show up at your front door like you ordered me. You know, I showed up to their show when they were up in my neck of the woods in Hendersonville, Strike and Spare, Family Fun Center, and I showed up and said, let's wrestle. I was on his show, staring him in the eyes, closer than you and I are right now, Bruno. But then all of a sudden, now he's on his show. I'm nowhere near. I don't know if we're going to do it. We're doing it. We're doing it, whether it's an event or not. I whipped your ass in bowling. I'm going to whip your ass in the squared circle, too.
That'd be awesome. Would you be willing... What's your, like, we got, there's so much we got to work on. Like, what's your,
I'm coming to Reagan Martial Arts, and you and your sensei are going to teach me everything you can.
Yeah, we're talking about the work, but the real work is, what are you going to look like? Are you going to go Nature Boy, no shirt, but maybe a jacket with some fur, some sparks, you know?
We're going to have to figure that out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's a lot to be done.
Am I too self-conscious to go without a shirt? That's another thing.
That's what I'm saying. I feel like I would be much better suited for a wrestling match, but it is what it is.
You look, the plan is you're going to come in with a steel chair. And we're going to work that angle in there somehow.
Hey, when I was in college, Kari hit me in the head with a steel chair. We were like, let's try it. You know, we're out in the stadium in the snow, like playing for a snow day or whatever.
Cute.
Yeah. He brought I don't know. Dude, we're in the middle of the stadium.
Kiss afterwards, too? Like, well, that's fun.
I don't know where he got the chair from, but he was like, let's try this, see how the wrestlers do it. But when you do it, to the spot where
he's
it
strong enough,
up,
he could just rip one out of the stands there. I've seen him. He's built.
Yeah. That was legitness. Thank you, Bart.
Play the other one, though. The other one is the one that I want played almost every day now.
Burton is the funniest looking human being I've ever seen in my life.
I agree, Burton.
Oh, that's my favorite. It's my favorite because he also lied, but it's still funny. I didn't say you were weird looking, Burton.
He is a weird looking person, though.
That's the thing.
Good thing he's not taller. If he was taller, people would notice him way more.
There's something to be said about Burton. You know, I know at the end of the day it was a joke, but you can tell, like, deep down, every joke there's some truth to it. He's like, you know, I'm trying to be... He can't get on our level of banter because deep down he's a good dude. But me? when he was saying all that, when we were listening, he was saying, I'm trying to be the bigger person, the better person. I'm the opposite. I'll be the worst person. When you go low, we'll go lower.
Well, exactly.
And I'm dragging you down with me.
And this is the whole thing. Burton, you got to watch yourself. Don't mess up one time on anything, Burton. News Channel 5, I don't care where it is. I'll find the clip. Don't mess up any time. That's the whole thing. That's where he's setting himself up now. He's got to be perfect till the day he dies.
And my mom had a great point. I was driving home for the show. My mom calls me. She's like, I've tried to unfollow John Burton, but I was already not following him. I was like, great job. We're going to get this thing going. Unfollow John Burton.
Hashtag unfollow Burton on Twitter. Burton. Yes. That's what we're going to get trending going.
Just genuinely crash this man's platform.
Yes.
That'd be hilarious.
It'd be great.
Yeah.
So is it safe to say that the apologies must sound much like this?
Medulla oblongata is where anger, jealousy, and aggression come from.
Yes. That is.
Where is that from?
That is from The Waterboy, sir.
Oh, okay.
Colonel Sanders said it.
Oh, another fake movie, whatever.
Burton is, look, just know his day is coming.
Yeah.
You know, He can have fun in the morning when I'm not going to be here. I'm because like while Burton's over here hee-hawing around, I'm out here making deals happen. I'm out here doing multi-million dollar contracts. That sort of thing is what I'm doing, right? Like we're making things happen, and he's sitting there, you know, playing with his pud with Pogue in the mornings. That's the show. Playing with pud in the mornings with Pogue and Burton. That's the show.
If DC would get off of their tails and start pumping out movies like Marvel does, he would be the perfect candidate to play Darkseid or Darkseid, whatever his name
Darkseid.
Is. Darkseid.
Yeah.
He looks exactly like him. The
Lego version. Yeah,
well,
sure.
But you know what you do. You put a projection in front of him and then like it projects. Like so he'll be 20 feet tall that way. But he's built a lot like him.
Connor on Twitter says, I'm in the same boat as Bruno's mother. John Burton is a clown.
Hashtag unfollow Burton.
John Burton, what do you think about that?
Burton is the funniest looking human being I've ever seen in my life.
I agree, Burton. Good to see. Sometimes, just like you were saying, Vandy and Tennessee fans, they can come together. Look, even me and Burton can come together and agree with each other.
Yes.
Every once in a while. All right, we need to run to a break. We're going to go to the Cure Hotline when we come back. Jump in if you want. 615-844-5600. Make sure you're pumping out that hashtag, unfollow Burton. All right, we want to hear from you here on the Afternoon Stretch.
Good afternoon. Watching that traffic increase even more on 24 coming in from Davidson County through Rutherford County. It's slow go to the north of Nashville on 65 up through Robertson County on a crash near Bethel Road. It's got it running very slow again to the north up through that section of Robertson County. Hey, Ripley's is hiring for all 10 attractions offering great pay and perks. You can apply online at ripleys.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-785-9132. That's 800-785-9132. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-785-9132.
5X48. Dayton B100 V-Belt, one of the many parts Granger carries. It's also the item that helped Rob carry the day. The job was on hold, deadline fast approaching, but a quick search on Granger.com and Rob found his part. And with same day pickup at his local branch, he and his crew got the job done safely and on time. Get supplies and solutions for every industry with real-time product availability. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Get all your NASCAR news every weekday right here on the Final Lap. Hey, it's Kerry Murphy, and the closer, Kevin Harvick, ends a 65-race winless drought, picking up the win at Michigan. Up next is short track action from Richmond. So grab all the latest NASCAR news, race recaps, driver interviews, stats, and info every single weekday, same place Kevin Harvick does.
Hi, this is Kevin Harvick, and you're listening to The Final Lap with Kerry Murphy.
The Final Lap Weekly is a NASCAR talk show. Get it wherever you get your podcasts. Every single weekday, same place Kevin Harvick does.
Sports Radio, WNSR.
Burton is the funniest looking human being I've ever seen in my life.
Welcome back to the Afternoon Stretch. Bruno Reagan, Ray Dosky, Zach Williams. John Burton opening the show for us here. Or bringing us back in, that is. Just a humble guy, you know. A real nice guy.
I would, hey, maybe one day I'll stoop down to John's level, but I'd have to bend over really far to like get that. You know?
Yeah, you're going to have to shove something in you while you're bending over, too. We need to go to the Cure Hotline, 615-844-5600. Steven in Nashville. Steve, how are you doing?
Kind of uncomfortable. I don't know where you are going with this huge y'all got going on, but
you gonna buy a ticket to the fight?
Well, which one would you? Well, no, who do you side with, Steve? You have to pick one. I don't want no maybe, no fence sitting, no Zach Williams fence sitting. Are you a stretcher or are you a sheep?
I'm not signed with anybody.
Oh my god!
company names on the radio tower, but whatever. but I hope it's all in fun and games and it doesn't escalate. But hey, a quick PSA for Strike and Spare. Anybody, I know everybody in the world's desperate for workers, but if anybody needs a full or part-time job, bartending, anything, come see us. We can definitely put you to work ASAP. It's a struggle, but business is good. Hey,
real quick, can they go to like a website or something or just show up at the door?
Yeah, just show up at the door. That's probably the best way. But bartenders make good money, and we promote from within. All our managers and GMs started at some level, so it's, I'm biased. I think it's a great company, but it's a fun atmosphere. So it's I definitely recommend it. We can use good people, and all the way down to 15, 16 year olds at some of our centers can work. So we will find a place for you. And thanks for letting me do that.
Mm-hmm.
Did Jeff Bezos ever write the NFL a check, or where's that at with the NFL ticket?
I think the Sunday ticket's still in limbo right now. They don't have. I think this year it's for sure going to be DirecTV.
Yeah.
I think they're last year of the contract this year, but they're still having talks with.
It's probably going to be Apple.
It could be Apple.
Apple is the leader right now.
Yeah, because Amazon, I mean, Bezos already did. He signed the check a while ago for Thursday Night Football. So all the Thursday Night Football games are going to be on Amazon.
Amazon has signed so much. They've signed Twitch. They signed Richard Sherman. They're throwing money around right now.
Yeah, they're throwing a lot of money around.
Okay. So they get those terrible Thursday night matchups, but obviously it's NFL, so they'll get eyeballs and advertising dollar.
Yeah. Yeah.
You have to have Prime TV to watch those, I take it.
Yes. Yes, you're going to have Amazon Prime to watch the Thursday night games.
Added to my long list of streaming. I can't keep track of all
that. Yeah, or you could just, well, Google search away. Not to be that guy, but whatever.
It's all parody, Steve. Yeah, don't worry. All of this is parody.
I got you. I love the business side of it. So it's always fascinating. But all right, we all have a good day.
Hey, appreciate you, Steve.
We lost him there at the end, but
he said anchor down.
We made anchor.
Anchor down. He brings up a good point, though. I mean, we've talked about this before with all the streaming services going on. There is going to come a day, like, if you want to watch the AFC football game, you're going to have this streaming service. If you
Apple's going to have, AFC Sundays.
Yep.
Amazon's going to have Thursdays and NFC Sundays. Friday's going to be on Fox TV. It's going to, or whatever. They'll have three Friday games. They'll have the Europe games are going to be on Peacock.
Like, yeah. You're going to have so many individual streaming services.
It's pretty dystopian if you think about it.
Yes.
But at the end of the day, it's your football consumerism. So you try to keep, like, the food's on the table at least. These are our worst problems, but still, we love football, so it's a big problem to us.
Yeah. Now, I wonder how the future is going to look. It's not good, though.
It's not trending the right way. Do you feel like it's a bubble? I feel like it's a bubble. I feel like it's a bubble being blown right now.
Well, let me ask you this, then. Let me add to that question. Do you think there's going to come a day people are not going to like NFL football?
No.
Then there's your answer.
But there are days where the streaming platforms expand so far that when one of their chapters, one of their expansions, whether it's, they're doing live shows, they're doing comedies, they're doing movies, when one of those fails to a certain degree, the entire company fails. I mean, we saw that with Netflix almost going down and their stock's plummeting. They pay most of their employees. The thing about working for a digital company like that, most of their employees are extremely skilled people. They don't have the capital to pay out, so they'll pay them in stock, right? Well, when the stock starts going down, no one wants to work there. It's just a giant spiral. So you're the NFL, you give your rights away to 14 people. Eventually, the market's going to eat up some of these companies. Two of them spiral. Well, how's that going to look for the NFL, right? That's where my head's at. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
I think
that could happen for the streaming services, but no matter what, their cash cow is going to be the NFL because people are still going to watch it. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, they may be having other pieces, but yeah. I think because the popularity.
I'm not talking about the NFL. I'm just talking about the way the market is being.
This is my prediction. Right now. This is my prediction of how this is going to end up.
NFL should just do their own streaming service.
Well, eventually they should. I mean, but they don't have to right now.
Well, they shouldn't because they're getting paid trillions of money.
But. Exactly. But I think what's going to happen, this whole thing with all the streaming services, because at one point, the reason why the streaming services happened, right, it was convenience. Mm-hmm. And it turned into originals. Then it turned into these channels that were on cable networks and all that had their own originals, and they wanted their own, so they created their own stream platform. So you get like Disney Plus, AMC Plus, all whatever, everything plus, Discovery Plus, all of it, right? You get all those, and what I, and that means everybody's starting to move away from cable because they're like, I pay this all, I pay, you know, $80, $90, $200 on streaming services each month. Why would I want it? I think what's going to be the next swing of the pendulum, the next part of the vicious circle, cable companies, like your cable company, is going to start finding a package deal with all of these streaming services.
Oh, you think it's just going to come back around?
They're going to say, hey, we have all, instead of paying multiple all over,
channels,
you're going to get like TV Guide, but directly like on streaming. So they're going to say, look, you have all these streaming services right now. You hate paying for all of them different prices. We're going to have them all bundled into one price for you. Here you go. And yeah, it's just going to go back to cable, but just this different monitor version of it.
Because what they do now works for the consumer, because it is personally starting to get... have you realized, Zach, you fall behind technology a little bit? I remember when I was a kid, I was always ahead of the eight ball. But you start, you know, getting older, and it's just out of... Like, I don't have time to write down 10, 20 subscriptions. So I don't know if this is just, you know... I don't know. The consumer is, they're giving too much credit to the consumer. Like, yeah, just have 20 channels, remember your passwords, and constantly have your payments for them. And it's just like, this is too much. That's where I'm at. So I don't watch anything.
Yeah, I don't know. I just think that's the way it's going to go.
I hate it.
Because, you know, what are the cable companies going to do?
Yeah,
they're going to have to figure something out.
Well,
and eventually people, because I already hear it now, people are like, I pay for so many different streaming services right now because I can't watch this and this and this.
Well, you think it's dystopian now. Just wait until they sell Metaverse tickets so you can
I really hope that never takes off.
Are you kidding me? It's not. I don't know if it'll take off. It probably won't take off, but it'll be attempted.
When people start buying virtual curtains for their virtual house at Walmart with real life money, it's time to cancel it. It's time to end it. You know,
I mean, we're by
that's really scary.
We're on the dialysis machine at that point.
That's terrible, and it's happening now. So, you know, this isn't good.
Is it that terrible if we find a way to profit off of it?
Well, yes, that's what Walmart's saying. That's what all the big Target's saying. All right, we need to run to a break. If you want to jump in the Cure Hotline, 615-844-1560. Whoa.
It's not his phone line.
No, it's Cure Hotline. I almost Nissan or Rivergate's address, 1550. Nice. If you want to call in the Cure Hotline, 615-844-5600. Back after this here on the Afternoon Stretch.
Good afternoon. I'm looking at a crash out here in Bellevue. It's got the interstate slow go, 40 eastbound at OHB. Again, it's got traffic really slow. People are slowing down to Rubberneck. It's still crawling from an earlier wreck up in Robertson County on 65 northbound. As you make your way up through Goodlettsville into Millersville, that is really extra slow. Hey, Ripley's is hiring for all 10 attractions, offering great pay and perks. Apply online at ripleys.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
I'm Kerry Murphy. This is the final lap, and Bubba Wallace grabbed his first career pole this past weekend.
Continuing to show up and battle and give it all we got. We know like that's obviously the goal every time you start a season, and no matter what's thrown at you throughout the season, you got to keep showing up and putting on that face and executing. And man, we've been one of the best teams these last couple weeks. And I came over the radio after the first run and said it's fun to have fun. It's pretty fun right now.
And Bubba looks ahead to the next few weeks on the schedule.
Richmond, Toyota runs strong there, obviously. So we got a good database. I need to be better at that place. So, and then Daytona, obviously our stats speak for itself. So we just have to, it's all about execution, right? You can come in with all the right mindset, and there's one mistake that can cost you. I thought I cost myself the pole chance just by not getting off pit road clean. You know, coming to the green, I felt slow, and that matters. Everything matters. You know, I thought I was a great restarter in the Xfinity Series, making my first start at Pocono, and I went backwards, and I thought I was doing something, right? And so this sport teaches you a lot. The cup level, there's no messing around, so you have to hit every mark, you know, correct. And so it's just, you know, when you have equipment and cars like this that allow you to, it makes it a little bit easier to go out and do, and it gives you a little bit bigger of a window. So just got to keep it going.
This is the final lap.
Staples has everything for school at great prices. So this year you won't go back to school. You'll be ready to move forward and build that papier-mâché volcano.
I am not cleaning this up.
Ooh, yeah, I meant the kids. Staples will help them move forward. Right now, Crayola 10-count markers and 12-count colored pencils are just 99 cents each, and Staples one-subject notebooks are only 35 cents. Everything on your list at amazing prices. Staples, we're not going back. We're going forward to school. Ends 8/27 in store only, limit 30.
Why choose proven quality sleep from Sleep Number? Because our Sleep Number 360 smart bed is really smart. It senses your movement and automatically adjusts to help keep you both comfortable. Plus, it's temperature balancing, so you stay cool. It's even smart enough to know exactly how long, how well, and when you slept. Our smart sleepers get 28 minutes more restful sleep per night. Sleep Number takes care of the science. All you have to do is sleep. It's the biggest sale of the year where all smart beds are on sale. Save 50% on the Sleep Number 360 limited edition smart bed, only for a limited time. To learn more, go to sleepnumber.com.
When was the last time you did something fun with family, friends, co-workers, and clients? What if I told you about a place under one roof that offers affordable entertainment for all ages? That's what you'll find at Strike and Spare Family Fun Centers in Donelson, Hermitage, Tusculum, Hendersonville, and Murfreesboro, with bowling, games, food, drink, and entertainment for all ages. Enjoy an enhanced experience in Hendersonville or Murfreesboro, where they feature additional fun with bumper cars, laser tag, roller skating, and more. All locations are open 7 days a week, including holidays. Visit online at strikeandspare.com. Strike and Spare, where fun is bowling. The Afternoon Stretch with Zatch Williams and some dude named after a 1940s cartoon baby who is in reality a gangster on the run from the police.
Welcome back. The Afternoon Stretch. Bruno Reagan, Ray Dosky, Zach Williams. First hour is coming to a close. Got a second hour coming up. At 5:25, we're going to talk some live golf and what's going on.
Hard knocks.
We're going to talk about, well, not at 5:25, but at 5, we'll talk about that.
God, I'm just going through the hour.
You're the whole hour? Yeah. No, but we're going to have Matt Rudy on at 5:25 of Golf Digest.
Golf Dodgers.
Which, hey, have you seen, sometimes with the Live Golf, they have been. I guess even PGA, there has to be Golf
They're
Dodgers
like
out there.
Dodgers, but golf.
No, there's just a 300-mile-an-hour ball coming at them, yeah. And they're watching, and they're like, oh, no. What was it? Was it Josh Allen that hit the spectator at the match?
Yes.
Just, I mean, getting hit with a golf ball from a drive is got to hurt.
Well, the best was that Live guy where he got hit at their first Live tournament. He got hit, and then his friends were just, like, kicking him while he's down.
Those are true friends, yes, right there. Absolutely. You know, that's what that is. Those are very true friends. So we got a lot of that coming up here in the second hour. But the biggest part of all this, we always want you to jump in on the Cure Hotline, 615-844-5600. We want to hear from you. You can jump in. We're here till 5:55. We got Braves tonight taking on Boston. Did you see the slide?
Acuna?
That
was sick.
That was a crazy slide.
I'm a baseball fan every day.
You really are. You said something yesterday right as we were leaving. The show had just ended. And we were watching the Nolansville game was on for the Little League World Series against Virginia. And you were like, I was like, oh, you're becoming a real baseball fan because they had had two challenges.
Yeah,
they had two challenges. Like, why do they even have these challenges? And it was like, hey, Brent is a baseball fan now. No turning back now, buddy. First hour is done. Got a second hour coming up. Want you to jump in. 615-844-5600.
I'm Andy Field. Former President Trump says he invoked his Fifth Amendment rights today during a deposition in New York. That civil case focusing on his family's business practices. ABC's Aaron Katursky outside the state attorney general's office in Lower Manhattan.
We're told that the former president did not, in fact, answer questions, according to sources familiar with the deposition. In those 6 hours, though, it's entirely possible the investigators wanted to go through all of the questions that they had and make the president invoke his Fifth Amendment rights each and every time.
The case, separate from the FBI search at his Florida estate. The FBI and Justice Department facing facing criticism for not offering details on the search, with threats of violence spreading on social media. Today at a Nebraska FBI field office, Director Christopher Wray did not comment on the case, but said violence against law enforcement is not the answer. On Wall Street, stocks surged on word inflation may be cooling. The Dow gained over 500 points. This is ABC News.
Gah! I'm so stressed. Our business is growing. We've got people all over now.
Uma.
What is that? Meditation?
I'm recommending Uma and their all-in-one phone, video, and collaboration solution.
Uma?
Yep. Switching to Uma is a cinch. Just $24.95 per month per user, plus taxes and fees.
Uma.
Now you're feeling it. Visit Uma.com. That's OOMA.com to learn more. Uma. Smart communications for the smarter business.
Why choose proven quality sleep from Sleep Number? Because our Sleep Number 360 smart bed is really smart. It senses your movement and automatically adjusts to help keep you both comfortable. Plus, it's temperature balancing, so you stay cool. It's even smart enough to know exactly how long, how well, and when you slept. Our smart sleepers get 28 minutes more restful sleep per night. Sleep Number takes care of the signs. All you have to do is sleep. It's the biggest sale of the year, where all smart beds are on sale. Save 50% on the Sleep Number 360 limited edition smart bed, only for a limited time. To learn more, go to sleepnumber.com.
You have a 90% chance of surviving a lightning strike. You have a 98% chance of surviving a shark attack. You have a 99% chance of surviving a snake bite. But you only have a 50% chance of surviving a crash if you aren't wearing a seatbelt. Your truck may be tough, but a seatbelt makes it tougher. Buckle up in your truck. Brought to you by the Tennessee Highway Safety Office.
Bundling home and car insurance with GEICO is so easy, your neighbors are probably already doing it. But who? They may drop little hints like,
beautiful day out. Even more beautiful since we saved by bundling our home and car insurance with GEICO.
Or,
yard work is hard. Much harder than bundling with GEICO, which was easy.
Or it may be even subtler, like,
speaking of burgers, we bundled our home and car insurance with GEICO and saved a bunch of money.
Bundling is easy with GEICO. Just ask your neighbors.
This is the Greg Pogue and John Burton Show.
A true legend, Billy White Shoes Johnson, painted your shoes white on a dare and it just stuck?
Yeah, it did. It makes you feel a lot better than wearing them old black shoes. And it was just a matter of fun.
Tell him, Billy, look good, feel good, play good, right?
All the time.
Greg Pogue and News Channel 5's John Burton, WNSR, Nashville Sports Radio. It's the afternoon stretch with Zach Williams and Bruno Reagan.
Everybody stay calm. Sure. Stay calm.
Let's take some calls from the public, shall we?
Join the afternoon stretch now on the Cure Hotline. 615-844-5600. Now here's Bruno and Zach.
Second hour of the afternoon stretch here on Nashville Sports Radio. Bruno Reagan, Ray Dosky, Zach Williams. Always coming live from the Strike and Spare Family Fun Center studio. So glad to have you along. We want you to jump in. Cure Hotline, 615-844-5600. We're putting the John Burton mess behind us. That was hour one. This is hour two. Yep. We're leaving it back. We're getting into sports talk. I know some of you out there, I see your comments. I see your complaints sometimes. Talk sports. We'll talk sports. It's understandable.
Zach's a better man than me. The second people start with that talk sports stuff, I immediately just want to default to not talking sports for the rest of the week. But that's just me.
Yeah. Have any of us watched Hard Knocks yet? Did you watch it, Ray? You didn't watch it, Bruno?
I watched the clips. Yeah. The big parts.
Yeah, I haven't watched it yet.
I haven't sat down and watched the whole thing.
Yeah. I'm one of those. I don't have HBO Live. I only watch HBO Max, so I have to wait for it to stream. You go live, and then you can stream it later.
Wait until like a few days. Yeah.
So I'll be able to watch it tonight. Everybody's freaking out about Aiden Hutchinson and his singing of Michael Jackson, though.
Well, you've seen that part, right?
Yeah, that I've seen.
How'd you like it?
Personally, for me, it's boring. I feel like people are making a fuss about it because I'm also not a Detroit Lions fan, so that's also a big part of this. But I feel like people are just making a fuss of it because it's just football news, right? Like, it's just something that they – and so everybody's just going to start talking about it immediately.
Yeah. When it comes to these rookie shows that they make people do, right, Sometimes a lot of creativity goes into it. I remember the Browns Hard Knocks, Baker, like they were doing whole videos. They were doing the Jarvis Landry voiceovers from his big speech. You got to practice, you know, that everyone, it was really well done.
This Sterling Sharp one from like the original Hard Knocks with the Ravens.
Yes. The point being is that sometimes they put in a lot of effort. Sometimes, you know, not. But that's just the mundane of football. Like, these guys have already been going through, like, a week or so more of camp, right? Maybe, I think some teams are going on 2 weeks.
Yeah.
You start, I mean, the mundane starts to get to you. There's only so many footballisms you can hear before it starts to become numb to you. So when Aiden Hutchinson just goes up there, no gimmick, no costume, no music in the back, and just starts singing Michael Jackson, Billie Jean, and you could tell, like, the energy in that room, that was just from them. Does that make sense? Like, they were like, it's going to be another 6 hours of meetings, another 2.5 hours of practice, you know, let's just make something fun happen. And that clip, that I understood that clip. It said something to me, just because it's just guys in a room working, and they're like, how can we get through the days? You know, hard work. You know, it's just little things like that.
I should make you sing an actual song on the show.
Well, I would never do it.
You should.
No.
Do you think the way they reacted is like, is that a good sign for the Lions?
No, you can't get anything.
I think any team would do that no matter what.
Every team has a little bit of that. They do something silly before the meeting and everyone just goes crazy. Every team does that.
Yeah.
Every team has their thing. This thing was just happened to be so minuscule, but the fact that everyone got so energized by it just shows, you know, I guess how locked in they've probably been at camp. I don't think you can get anything football related out of it.
Do you see, keeping with the Lions, Jameson Williams, he's taking Matt Stafford's number 9.
Yeah, someone's eventually going to take it, so might as well just, you think that he's doing that to be like the leader?
Well, he texted Stafford and like okayed it first.
Which
and it was
is
like
hilarious because he's probably like, I don't care.
Yeah, well, I mean, you would think if somebody's going to get their number retired, right? You would like Barry Sanders, Megatron, and then you would say Stafford somewhere in there for the Lions.
Nope, didn't win a Super Bowl for the Lions. Bust.
Yeah, won one and basically won it for the Lions just the next year after he leaves with the Rams. So, I mean, you know, you got to give him that. They celebrated it all the same. I mean, the guy's gone. He's on an AT&T commercial basically talking about how, like, please don't forget me, Detroit. You know, like, don't forget what I did, all the stuff that I went through for as long as I could. And it's just tough. I had to leave. The team sucks, and you know that, too. You know, so number 9, though, I mean, it'd be weird to see somebody come out in a Peyton Manning number 18 for the Colts, or for that matter, even the Broncos, which those are now retired. I'm trying to think. And it'd be weird to see a quarterback come out for the Tennessee Titans with number 9.
This is one of those sentimental things I can't ever relate with. Everyone was always worked up. I told you my story where they asked for my number, and I was like, dude, who cares? That was the first conversation I had with them. They're like, well, what's your number? Pick one. I don't know. What kind of question is that? But so many people will die for their numbers, man. They'll pay. You know that thing, payers play for their numbers?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so they go in one place, the star, but there's a solidified vet, so the solidified vet's like, give me a mil, and you can have your number, and they'll do it.
Yeah.
Is that not insane to people?
Do you think, though, that's because you're a lineman? You know, I feel like you don't hear linemen do this. This is very much wide receiver cornerbacks that do this.
We're adults. Yeah. Yeah, we live in reality. Most of them, not me, but most of them have families, you know, it's a lineman thing.
It's got to be just linemen.
Yeah.
That's the whole thing I'm saying.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because I've never seen a lineman that, I don't even know if you'd even have the power. If you were like, hey, coach, I want this number, I feel like they'd be like, shut up.
Yes.
You know? Exactly. Can you give me that? I remember, what was, there was Last Chance U. I'm trying to remember the team. I think it was a team that was in. No, it wasn't East Mississippi, and it wasn't the other one. There was a third one. It was the one they did in Oakland. I think it was Oakland, California. And it was a kid walked in and was like, coach, you gave me number 46 or 36 or something like that. And he was like, yeah. So he's like, I can't use that number. I need whatever number, you know, he's like, I need 24 or whatever the number was.
Yeah.
And the coach was like, what? He's like, yeah, coach, I gotta have that number or else I can't play. And he's like, you need to be happy you have a jersey at all. And it was like, I could take the jersey away and you don't have any number. And he was like, Coach, come on, I really need this shirt. I need this number. Yeah. The coach was like, no. And he was like, and then he said, it's a big deal, Coach. that's what he was saying. He's like, it's a really big deal. You have no idea.
I feel bad for the kids like that. But at the same time, there's a time where I'm going to get old Manny here, but
yeah.
Grow up. And there's a reason you're a JUCO, and that's part of the coach. I'm glad the coach is, Coach Cam Ben. There's a reason you're a JUCO. You just got to get used to eating a little crap every now and then. You're never, unless you're the first round pick, and everyone and their mother thinks they're going to be the first round pick, but unless you're the first round pick, you're not going to go somewhere and not have to pay your dues. That's everywhere.
You
got to pay your dues a little bit. So there's some people that really don't want to. And they're like, please, coach, give me the no boy.
They just want their special number. By the way, the Titans, of course, they lose to the Bengals in the playoffs, right? Yes. That was a whole thing that happened. Leading up to that game, remember how Eli Apple was? The cornerback for the Bengals?
Yeah,
he was just on Twitter like crazy.
On Twitter all the time.
It is warming my heart. Every day from Bengals training camp, if I could go to any other training camp, it would be the Cincinnati Bengals training camp right now, because apparently Jamar Chase is just lighting up Eli Apple every single day in practice, and that's just so.
Yeah, Eli Apple doesn't seem like my type of dude. He's a defensive back, which is
you hate 50, that right away.
50%, yeah, and then just the way he carries himself, another 50%.
It's just something about it that it's just because there's just another. I mean, literally, here's a video of him just.
I saw it. It's a one-arm snag over.
Yeah, just doing every. I mean, it's been all camp that Eli Apple has just been getting absolutely destroyed.
Yeah.
And this can't be making him better.
No. And you don't get much better in the NFL. So when everyone was making fun of Eli Apple, brought the attention on himself, got torched, and he was like, I hate how all the attention's on me. He was coming after everybody. It's going to be double this season. Everyone's going to be making fun of him. So that's you reap what you sow, man.
Yeah.
Just like the number kid. Like, you did this.
Yes. this was your fault. This was 100% your fault. What are you going to bring from this? So yesterday we started something, and I want to get into it today. We're talking about futures of the NFL because we have future picks going on right now. And I want to... I want to be a part of those. We did AFC yesterday. Mm-hmm. We looked at the AFC and looked at the divisional winners of those future picks. So I want to look on the other side of it with the NFC, which it's a little bit more, I don't know. To me, it feels like a little bit more wide open. We'll talk about it, obviously. So let's start off. Of course, code TAS on FanDuel, right? That's what we're looking at here. The NFC East. The leader in that clubhouse right now is Dallas Cowboys, plus 125, Philadelphia Eagles at plus 185, the Commanders at plus 500, and the New York Giants are plus 700.
I knew all of those just off the top.
You've been staring at these, huh?
No, the second you said, I said 100 probably for the Eagles to 500, 700, and they were all pretty close.
Yeah.
So shout out to me, first of all.
Big brain.
I'm with the Eagles here, personally. How about you?
NFC
least, baby. Let's talk bad divisions.
Yeah, it's tough, man.
I'm with Eagles, Cowboys, Commanders, Giants.
Yeah, this is a tough one. It's tough for me to just say, yeah, let's go ahead and do, the Cowboys, because that seems like the easy answer. But they also just will figure out sucking.
Yeah.
They'll just figure out sucking, and it's something that you can't. They'll find a new way to suck. they've done it for years and years and years.
Yeah, mainly the story is always O-line injuries. That's kind of where the collapse starts. Happens every time.
Yeah.
I wonder what it'll be this year, because it will be something. CeeDee Lamb has to, he doesn't. They don't have a duo, do they? I think they just have to. They're expecting CeeDee Lamb to get. It's going to be interesting to see when someone is shoved into wide receiver one position how they produce.
Yes. Yes. I agree. So
sometimes you play that supporting role better, and then you people would assume like, oh, he's going to be wide receiver one. It's going to go astronomically high. No, sometimes some people are meant to play the bass, and some people are meant to play the guitar. Does that make sense?
Yes. Yeah. I think the Eagles, look, it could easily be the Giants. That's how close this is, where it's like there's no real.
It can be the Giants. Not with Daniel Jones at quarterback. It will never be the Giants. It can't easily be the Commanders.
Okay, so what's your 1-4 here?
Eagles, Cowboys, Commanders, Giants. That's me.
Yeah.
Eagles, Cowboys, Commanders, Giants.
Yeah. That's what you think? You got. I think I'm going to take that. I think I can take the Eagles. I'm going to take the Eagles as well. Go Cowboys, go Commanders, and then go Giants.
I saw on TikTok, there's that video of the Jordan Davis bull rushing a very small center. So on Twitter, someone reversed it where he's bunny hopping him like back into the line of scrimmage. They're like, look at this devastating block by the center.
Yeah.
Selling it as like an actual block. And then I saw it on TikTok. On Twitter, it was a joke. On TikTok, they were selling it as if it actually happened. They were like, Jordan Davis is a bust. And first place I go. So it's basically Ballsack Sports has infiltrated TikTok now.
Yeah.
I saw some quotes today. I was thinking it was easily to be. It was a Justin Fields quote. So it's funny. We're talking NFC. We're going to have a Bears guy on. It was basically Justin Fields was like, no shot. All my receivers were at Ohio State were way better than my Bears receivers. And it's one of those quotes that are believable. So everyone in the comments, I immediately go through looking for the blue check marks. There were at least 3 to 4 fall for it.
Yeah. Yeah. That's no, for
favorite,
sure.
My favorite thing is the spread of misinformation. And the NFC is basically the cause for most of it.
NFC North. Green Bay Packers, still the favorite, -155. Which I feel like that's not a guarantee. But they are for some reason. Minnesota Vikings +240, the Detroit Lions +950, and the Chicago Bears +1200. The Lions have come up.
Every time I think this will be the time the Lions take the next step, it is. Or excuse me, not the Lions, the Vikings. Every time I think it's the Vikings ready to take control of the division, Aaron Rodgers single-handedly denies them. He denies the Bears. I'm putting Green Bay at 1 until they can prove otherwise. Now, I will put the Vikings at 2. If my picks are not hot take radio enough for you, I'm sorry. I'm going Packers 1. I think Aaron Rodgers, one of the best players in football. You have him on your team. He is the X factor. And he plays better when he's, you know, when he has that chip on his shoulder. He's going to have it this season. Everyone's like, what are the Packers doing? He's going to have that chip on his shoulder.
Yeah.
Them to 1. Vikings 2. Give me the Lions 3. And then give me the Bears at 4. Bears' entire roster is right now a disaster.
So you're still sticking with the Packers on this, huh?
I am.
I'm going Vikings.
I don't blame you.
I think I like the +240. I like the number. I feel like their team has the most complete part. I get the Aaron Rodgers stuff. I get all that, but I still think he's been just a wackadoo and doing the whole ayahuasca trip stuff and just, you know, the
wackadoos. There's nothing above wackadoos running countries, much less football teams.
He might be able to do it. He might. Who knows? But I think the Vikings are still the most complete team right now, and I just believe that as it is. We're going to finish out the rest. By the way, I have Vikings, Packers, Lions, Bears. Lions might, you know, change. Who knows? We'll see from them. Maybe we'll learn. What's going to happen is the odds are going to go up for the Lions just because of Hard Knocks. People are going to get favoritism right away.
And the Lions aren't winning this division. No shot. They're not winning the division.
No.
You got to hope for improvement. You got to take baby steps. You're not just going to come out, say some cool footballisms, have a good four episodes of a show and win the Super Bowl. It's not going to happen.
Yeah.
But I do think they progress. And we've been on the Lions train for a while.
Yeah. No, I think so for sure. Let's look at the NFC South. Tampa Bay Buccaneers -270. That's the biggest favorite, I think, in the entire NFL. New Orleans Saints +350, Carolina Panthers +1000, and the Atlanta Falcons +2500.
Jesus. No, it's definitely a race between the Saints and Tampa. I feel like this is a story every time with the NFC South. The Saints get the better of Tampa and Brady in the regular season, and then Tampa absolutely dominates every other game that they're supposed to dominate. You know, the one every NFL team has that one game they give up. Titans or the Jets. Tampa is to New Orleans.
Yeah.
That little rivalry they have going on between the cities. New Orleans always gets the better of that rivalry in the regular season.
Which one of us is dirtier?
Yeah. But it's also that argument. You know, do you want to win the head-to-head matchup or do you want to win the Super Bowl? Because that's the two things you got going on. Tom Brady is going to go to the Super Bowl and he'll win it half the time. The Saints will probably beat Tampa in the regular season.
Yeah.
I think I definitely just got to go Bucks 1, Saints 2, Carolina 3. I'm sorry I'm following the betting odds, but this is just how I genuinely think it's going to go
this,
down.
Well, and this is the NFC as a whole, right?
Yeah.
We kind of feel like it's pretty
predictable.
Chalk. Yeah, it's already pretty chalk all the way through. So, I mean, it's not the craziest thing that we could see that, you know, the favorites all win in their division.
Yeah.
You know, all the way across. That's just going to happen no matter what. So, I mean, yeah, I think I'm on board with that as well. I'm following the betting odds. Unless I don't think Baker Mayfield's going to have some, you know, crazy change or anything like that, though. Like, he's not going to bring the Carolina Panthers to this new age of Carolina Panther football or anything like that. Still has some studs out there, but I don't think he's going to have any kind of big change or impact on that team.
Have you been seeing from camp, you know, him getting some work with Moore and Anderson? And it's just like, do you think these guys could have a resurgence? Because you, unfortunately, drafted Robbie Anderson in our fantasy league last year.
Yeah, you know he changed his name, too. Did you see that?
No.
He's like Robbie Anderson. It's like he went, instead of R-O-B-B-Y, it's R-O-B-B-I-E now.
All right, never mind. I was going to give him some credit. Forget everything I said. I hate these people. I don't even want to talk about
it. Wide receivers, huh, man? You just can't stand wide receivers.
Also, Baker better have confronted him about the Instagram comments. Remember when some random fan account was like, Baker Mayfield's most likely landing spot is the Panthers, and he just comments, no. Like, how disrespectful. I'm one of those people that seek out confrontation, so I wish someone would say something like that to me. God.
Yeah.
So Baker hasn't said something to him, put him in his place. Robbie Anderson.
What do you say, though?
I don't know.
You know what I mean? That's tough.
It is tough, but are you going to let this guy just undermine you like that? You're supposed to be the leader.
Yeah.
That's Matt Rule's problem, not mine. I'm getting all worked up for Matt Rule. Shouldn't be me.
Yeah. All right, let's look at the NFC West.
Finish it out. Hard division always. Hard division.
Hard division. Plus 125 for the Rams, plus 200 for the 49ers, plus 300 for the Arizona Cardinals, and plus 1,500 for the Seattle Seahawks.
Yep. I think this one is until, you know, the Rams have the X factor in Cooper Kupp, it is what it is. They got Matt Stafford. They got a good squad. I'm going to go Rams 1, Cardinals 2, Niners 3. I think Trey Lance, you know, needs a year of playing every regular season game to kind of get into the flow of it before they can contend for the division title. And then you have the Seahawks, who I wouldn't mind if they just disappeared this season.
Yeah. Yeah, it's I mean, Rams just feel like they're going to repeat no matter what.
If you're a Seahawks season ticket owner, please call in, because I don't get spending money to watch Geno Smith play 8 games in stadium. I don't get it. You guys have a crazy environment. I'm interested to see if your stadium still sells out this year.
Yeah, I don't know if this is going to happen or not. For the Seahawks, are just, look, it's just, they're the Seahawks right now. You know, that's just what you're going to get. Arizona Cardinals, they could possibly, you know,
they're not dethroning the Rams. I don't believe that.
Yeah,
I think the Rams would have to. I want to say the Rams, you know, front office tactics are going to catch up to them, but for what? How long could that take? You know.
Yeah.
F them picks, they say.
Yeah. No. It's pretty. This is a situation where it's like, if DeAndre Hopkins, if they have a good first 6 weeks, and then DeAndre Hopkins comes back from his little PED suspension, then it goes into, you know, DeAndre Hopkins comes back and he comes back, then they could have a strong team. But is it still good enough to beat the Los Angeles Rams?
Yeah, it is good enough. It is good enough. They just have to. The big thing is the head-to-head matchups. You got to win the head-to-head matchups, because those basically count as double. It counts as a loss on their record and a win on yours.
Yeah, yeah. So you're keeping it just pretty chalk here with the betting odds.
And the NFC, I've kept it, I think, as chalk as you can. I got the Eagles are basically the only real underdog pick I have taking it in their division. So I have the Eagles, then I have Tampa, then I have the Packers. And then finishing off with the West. What team did I say in the West? It's not Arizona. It's the Rams, yeah.
Yeah, the Rams. Keeping it with the Rams. Okay. Well, we need to run to a break. Before we go to that break, though, you know, we got to talk about our friends over at FanDuel. The week, NFL Week 1 odds are out, and now's the time to try FanDuel Sportsbook. If you haven't already, get in on the action early this season. Right now, new FanDuel Sportsbook customers can get a no-sweat first bet up to $1,000. Look, we just gave you out the entire NFC divisionals. We just gave you out who we believe they're going to be there. I think the NFC is the actual easiest one to pick through. That if you're trying to look for guaranteed locks on some of these futures, I think the NFC is the easiest one to do on that. So just check out those NFC ones. Just sign up using our promo code TAS, the afternoon stretch, TAS, Place your first bet, and FanDuel will give you up to $1,000 back in free bets if you don't win. There's no better place to bet and get ready for the NFL football season than on FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook and official sports betting partner of the NFL. Now, you got to be 21 and up and present in Tennessee. First online real money wager only. Refund issued as non-withdrawable site credit that expires in 14 days. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call TN Redline 1-800-889-9789.
Located at 5410 Murfreesboro Road in the heart of Laverne, City Slickers is one-stop shopping for all your liquor, beer, and wine needs and has been a multiple winner annually in the Best of Rutherford County voting for Best Liquor Store and Top Wine Shop. Featuring the lowest prices, the best customer service with unsurpassed knowledge, City Slickers offers the largest craft beer selection in Rutherford and southeastern Davidson counties and has beer on tap at its Growler Filling Station. City Slickers also sells mixers, sodas, snacks, tobacco products, and the Tennessee Lottery, and can place special orders and assist with all your events and even wedding planning. Make sure you follow City Slickers on all their social media or just give them a call at 615-280-7469. That's 615-280-7469. Located in the heart of Laverne, City Slickers.
Paid for by Bar Justice.
Attention. Have you or a loved one been diagnosed with cancer after using Zantac or other heartburn medications for several months? The FDA has warned that Zantac and other medications containing heartburn drug, ranitidine, may be contaminated with cancer-causing agent NDMA. Zantac may be linked to these cancers: bladder, colorectal, esophageal, intestinal, kidney, liver, ovarian, pancreatic, stomach, testicular, and uterine. If you or a loved one have been diagnosed with cancer after using Zantac or other heartburn medications for several months, call now.
800-516-9931.
Never stop taking medication without first consulting a physician. Call right now for a free consultation. You may be owed significant compensation.
Call 800-516-9931. 800-516-9931. That's 800-516-9931. 800-516-9931.
Hey, Braves fan, it's time for baseball, and that means it's time to cheer on the World Series defending champions, the Atlanta Braves, in the 2022 season. Attorney Klein Preston of the Klein Preston Law Group wants you to join him in cheering on the World Series defending champions, the Atlanta Braves, for the start of the 2022 season. Here's to another amazing season for Braves country here on your home for the Atlanta Braves, Nashville Sports Radio.
The Braves are rolling through the summer with some huge matchups and must-win battles, and we'll bring you every pitch.
There's a liner out towards center field. It will lay down. Base hit. Here comes Ronald. Braves win it.
Tonight, don't miss a minute of Atlanta Braves baseball live from Fenway Park in Boston as Austin Riley and the Braves take on the Boston Red Sox.
Coverage begins this afternoon at 5:55 on your home for the Atlanta Braves, Nashville Sports Radio.
We go 6 until 9 in the morning Central Time, Monday through Friday. 3 hours of the best college football talk on this planet Earth and other planets that have yet to be discovered.
And welcome back. The afternoon stretch. Brenna Reagan, Ray Dosky, Zach Williams coming to you live from the Strike and Spare Family Fun Center studio. We get to continue on a story here that's been going for, I mean, all summer. It's really, to me, I think this has been the story of the summer so far. And someone who we've been having on to talk about this, because we, especially in the golf world, Bruno and I are not the... We're not the cream of the crop here. Is that fair to say, Bruno?
That's what other people say about me, but I like to think, what's that? It's one of those mental effects where it's the average person thinks they're better at things than they are. That's what I think of me in golf. You know, I've never played a round of golf in my life, but I think in my head, like, I would go out there and beat you.
Yeah, there's just no shot on that, by the way. But, you know, hey. You know, it's fun to dream. It's fun to think about things. You know, that's always good. But so we wanted to get someone on who has much more invested in this. And, of course, who else better than the senior writer for Golf Digest, Matthew Rudy. You can follow him on Twitter, @RudyWriter. Matt, how you doing, my man?
Oh, you guys are definitely you might not be the bottom of the barrel, but you're closer to the cream of the crop. Come on.
Oh, thank you. We're rising. We're rising right now. That's what's happening. So there's so many ways we can take this with so much just in the last 3 days, Matt, that things have kind of popped off for golf just as a whole. Obviously, the Live PGA Tour battle has still been going on. The recent thing that I want to talk about is Cameron Smith, who I think all the rumors are, I guess there's nothing official about it unless I'm wrong. Maybe something's changed the last time I looked at it. But Cameron Smith was offered $100 million to go and join Live Golf. Is that what you're hearing as well?
Yeah, I mean, that's the story, but it's a lot like the stories that Tiger Woods turned down $700 or $800 million. I want to wait and see when the ink is actually dry before I just believe numbers that get thrown out. Now I will say, if you're trying to continue to destabilize the PGA Tour, taking the reigning British Open champion and the reigning Players Championship champion and the number two player in the world, that would be a good place to start. And it would make sense to take a guy who's from Australia, given that the Live Tour is going to have three stops in Australia next year. So all of that makes sense. And I mean, I think where there's smoke, there's probably fire, but I also know Cameron Smith is in the best leverage position he's probably ever going to be in his career right now, with two tours clamoring for him. There's all kinds of endorsement ideas that go with that. And whether he's going or not going, I think it's wise just to take a breath and figure out what he's going to do next and not get pushed on in a press conference to say something he doesn't mean.
Which, of course, he's already been asked here with the FedEx Cup coming up. And he said no comment. When you hear that no comment, is that like, you know, they say a picture's worth 1,000 words? That no comment, those two words might be actually be worth 1,000,000 words, and maybe in more in this case, 100 million words.
I mean, I guess but also he sees what happened to other players. Brooks Koepka said no and came out and did a press conference and said he was going to stay on the PGA Tour, and presumably they asked him some, you know, they offered him some more money and he changed his mind. And you know, if you answer the question however you answer it, if you answer it definitively one way or the other way, or you do what he did, I think you're trying to create a scenario where at the beginning of the playoffs you put distractions away. And I don't know that the way he handled it is exactly the way I would teach, but it is a way that for him shuts down the conversation. You know, he is trying to win $15 million in FedEx Cup playoff money. So let's pretend for now that he's not leaving and that's the focus of his next few weeks. It certainly would make sense to me, you know, as an athlete. I think if you went and asked Tom Brady about his contract extension at the Super Bowl press conference, he probably wouldn't talk about that either.
We're talking with Matthew Rudy. You can follow him on Twitter at Rudy Ryder. He's verified on Twitter, so it makes it a lot easier. not like myself, who's still unverified. Bruno Reagan, you're verified. Say hello to Matthew Rudy.
What up, Matt? I wanted to, Matt, something that's perplexed me with this whole thing is motive. That's my thing, right? Now, I've been a part of a few startups in my career, not in golf, but in the football world. I've done a whole little XFL thing. I've done a little USFL thing. And the thing that we always preach, even to players, is the product, right? That's the thing that's going to keep us alive. That's the thing that's going to let us grow. You know, it just doesn't seem, from my outsider perspective, it doesn't seem sustainable to just poach players and then stream your games on YouTube and expect, you know, someday for this thing to turn into a big thing. Do you see Liv, you know, can you nail down a real motive or plan that they have for the short term, or is this kind of everyone's guessing game right now?
Well, I mean, I think you're right that if you look at it from a logical kind of business model perspective, it doesn't make sense. However, business models don't apply when you have unlimited money, number one. And number two, all of the things that they've done have been so destabilizing to the tour. Look at all of the very dramatic things the PGA Tour has done to try to fend off this threat. So certainly inside the halls of the PGA Tour headquarters, they're worried that this is a real threat to that business. So, I mean, whether it's sustainable long term or not, it is a threat. And I think there's all kinds of outcomes that would satisfy the LIV Tour and the Saudi Wealth Fund. They could certainly be, you know, firing shots across the PGA Tour in an effort to make this such a painful and expensive battle that the tour comes to the table to negotiate some kind of arrangement where they work together. And then all this just becomes short-term startup money, and now you're plugged into presumably a bigger, you know, TV pie that's affiliated with the PGA Tour, and basically you spent this money as groundwork, you know, for a television deal or for a network deal. There also could be something else coming where the LIV folks just buy something like the Golf Channel. And all of a sudden, instead of worrying about finding a TV deal, they have an entire network. And given the money they have, that's not a crazy and or difficult thing to do. So I don't have the money in my checking account or in my rainy day fund to take some of the steps that they do. But they're playing with a different wallet than we are. So, you know, the game could be more expensive or longer than we anticipate.
Matt, that's I've never even thought about that. That we're talking about them just buying players right now, but I mean, they could easily afford a Golf Channel or something like that to where they just essentially monopolize golf and the medium outlets. I mean, that's an actual scary future. We talk about that with the football side of things right now with NFL, how you have now all these streaming platforms that are coming out and fighting for NFL Sunday Ticket right now with
it's
Apple
so
streaming.
It's so decentralized, but LIV could centralize golf viewership.
Yeah, they could simply take that over. And what would that do for the game of golf? We're going into, you know, 10 cap territory here, Matt, but if that happens and LIV does this, because once again, just like what Bruno's saying and we've been saying ourselves, there is no real motive here other than just get the best players they can and grabbing someone like possibly Cameron Smith or maybe Xander Schauffele, whose names also went around the carousel, or different high-end players or world-ranked players. You know, what do you think that would do to the game of golf if they did start taking over some of those media outlets?
Well, I think there's two answers to that question. What would it do to tournament golf or, you know, TV golf or competitive golf that we, you know, where we watch professionals play? It would have a dramatic effect on it, and it already has. The PGA Tour is pumped, going on $100 million more into their purses over the next couple of years as a direct response to what the, you know, the LIV Tour is doing, and they've changed around the qualifications, and they've pushed more of the money onto the table for the top tier players and took some of it away from the Korn Ferry graduates, and, you know, all those things are in direct response to what LIV has done. And you're right, if they poach players and there are more LIV events with 30 or 40 top players but only go 54 holes, and that means those players aren't playing in majors, it means that the fields are watered down for PGA Tour events, it means that major championship fields are watered down. I mean, just look what Masters fields are going to look like in the next couple of years if the Masters folks decide that LIV players can't qualify or they can't get in on world ranking points or however you want to call it. I mean, the recent Masters winners have departed en masse to the LIV Tour. So I think it damages that product. I don't think it means anything to the game itself, meaning, you know, the people that go play at the club in your town this coming weekend, you know, the people who are buying drivers and buying golf balls. I think, you know, if you ask rank and file golf fans, more golf on TV, you know, different formats of golf to watch, and some kind of arena where young players can come up and prove themselves and show that they have charisma, that they're great players, and that they can be stars. That's what people, you know, the average, you know, golf person who plays golf and watches it, you know, 6 or 8 times a year on TV, that's what they're looking for. And I don't think this has even grown up to be a huge problem for them. What they're watching is they're watching billionaires argue with millionaires. And in the NFL, any sport, that gets pretty boring for the average fan pretty fast.
Talking with Matt Rudy, he's the senior writer for Golf Digest. Follow him on Twitter, @RudyWriter. This idea, I've been kind of flirting with this idea of LIV Golf, and I'm trying to put myself in their shoes. You know, how can you have unlimited money, and you're trying to do something against the PGA Tour, which is grab all of their, you know, their talent. Do you feel like their strategy because the second we started hearing about Cameron Smith was basically right after he won the British Open, around that time when we started, the rumor started floating around him going to LIV Golf. Do you feel like that possibly they're just going to wait to see who wins the next, you know, whether it be the FedEx Cup or whatever, the next major or whatever it is, whoever wins and has that marquee name, that they're just the next up on the radar for LIV Golf?
Sure. I think there's a method to it. I'm sure they've done research to figure out who moves the needle. They've timed the releases and the announcements to keep surfing along in the news cycle. And they want to let the players play themselves into contention for some of those spots, too. I think there's a geography element to it. You know, getting a Japanese player, getting an Australian player, you know, getting players from Europe, all those things are really important. I don't think it's a big mystery that the players that made the PGA Tour, the social media influence bonus money from last year, it's not a big surprise that list has been picked over pretty aggressively by LIV too, because I think one thing they do understand where the tour's weakness is appealing to younger demographic, fans that consume golf or consume any kind of sports coverage differently than I do or my dad does or your dad does. I think the time is coming where having a smaller broadcast window and having ways to root for a team, not just root for a player, all those things I'm sure come from research that says the market for PGA Tour golf and the person that's watching a PGA Tour telecast on Sunday for 4 or 5 hours, those days are coming to a close because they just don't have, number one, that's an older demographic, and they just don't have the energy that NFL broadcast might have, where you might actually get someone to watch two consecutive games. They're trying to pack more action, watch more shots, and get in and get out. And I think that's something the PGA Tour should look at to try to steal from LIV, because everybody's got to. The NFL does the best job changing rules, changing things every year to keep fresh. That this is what LIV is really going to force the tour to do that.
Now, this will be the final question, and I'll make it non-LIV related there, Matt, because I understand that's all we seem to care about on the show. It really gets under our skins. We love it so much. What is your prediction with the, I mean, it's here in Tennessee, down there at TPC Southwind. What is your prediction for the FedEx St. Jude Championship going on this weekend?
Who's my winner?
Yeah, sure.
I love to pick the talented players who don't need to have a game to win a tournament. That's somebody like John Rahm. When you look at what, for example, Cameron Smith did, he's a fantastic player, but he just doesn't have the same horsepower off the tee that someone like John Rahm does, someone like Rory McIlroy does. But what's made this really hard this year is the LIV factor is in the money and the talk of the money. It's such a massive distraction and disruption. It's almost like the name, image, likeness stuff in college football. Going around, it's very hard to predict recruiting classes and to kind of go through your normal process. So I'm kind of like putting my hands up in the air and just, I think I'm going to just watch the tournament and see what happens.
Don't blame you. Matt, thanks so much for jumping on. Remember, you can follow him on Twitter at Rudy Ryder, senior writer for Golf Digest. Matt Rudy has been our guest. Thank you so much, my man. We're definitely going to get you on in the future. Always appreciate you coming on.
You bet. See ya.
Once again, go follow him on Twitter at Rudy Ryder. It's funny. This is happening in Memphis too. It feels like, I say it's in Tennessee, but it also kind of feels like it's not real. Yeah, it doesn't feel like it's actually in Tennessee because it's Memphis. Because Memphis is like its own ecosystem. Always going on there. But we need to run to a break. If you want to jump in, the Cure Hotline wide open, 615-844-5600. Back after this here on the Afternoon Stretch.
Are you tired of your current vehicle? Maybe looking for a new or pre-owned vehicle? Hey guys, it's Zach. Hayes Nissan of Rivergate is the best choice for your vehicle needs. Located at 1550 Gallatin Pike North in Madison, Hayes Nissan of Rivergate has been serving the Middle Tennessee community for over 3 decades. That gives you confidence that Hayes Nissan of Rivergate can find the perfect vehicle for your lifestyle and your budget. Their friendly and knowledgeable staff will make sure you are taken care of. I should know because I've seen it firsthand. Every vehicle I've purchased has been from Hayes Nissan of Rivergate, and I love the entire process. Now, I don't want you to forget about their award-winning parts and service department. It has everything you need to get you back on the road. Go visit them on the web at NissanOfRivergate.com. They're open there 24-7, 365 days a year. Or give them a call at 615-865-7220. Again, that number is 615-865-7220. That's Hayes Nissan of Rivergate, where your dollar always goes farther.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Lieutenant, can you tell us what happened today?
Our officers responded to a crash on I-40 westbound this morning. The driver of a pickup truck lost control of the vehicle, veered left, and went into a ditch.
911, what's your emergency?
We've been in a crash. Please send someone. My fiancé is hurt.
A front seat passenger was wearing a seatbelt. She survived without injury. The driver was not wearing a seatbelt and was ejected from the truck. He died at the scene.
Law enforcement writes tickets to save lives. Brought to you by the Tennessee Highway Safety Office.
Your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR Sky Scan forecast for this afternoon. Mostly cloudy, thunderstorms likely, high 89. Mostly cloudy with a thunderstorm likely tonight, low 72. Partly cloudy Thursday with a high of 88. Mostly clear Thursday night, low 70. Sunshine on Friday, high 86. Utilizing the resources of the Weatherbug Network on Nashville Sports Radio, I'm WNSR's Bob Miller.
Sports Radio WNSR.
Welcome back. The afternoon stretch. Bruno Reagan, Ray Dosky. Young Money bringing us in. The Carter 6 got announced.
Really?
Lil Wayne, yeah, he's gonna bring out the Carter 6. That's twice today I've mentioned Lil Wayne.
Carter 3 and 4 are pretty...
Carter 3 is legendary. Carter 2 is good. Really good.
Carter 3!
Yeah.
I love it.
Amelie. It's always going to be a great song.
Yeah, Amelie became too mainstream for me.
Though. Yeah,
I'm underground.
Yeah. what was the, because you remember it was always Sorry for the Wait?
Yes.
Yeah.
It was always, there was like, yeah, 3 mixtapes in between album releases.
Yeah. Sorry for, what was No Ceilings? You know, that was like those crazy remixes. Those were always the best. You can never find them anywhere. I think like Apple and Spotify just got like Sorry for the Wait 1 or whatever. But they were all, you always had to be like on, is it SoundCloud? They were always on SoundCloud? There was always like websites that was the only way you could listen to it. I remember having like an iPod Touch I had to like jailbreak it so I could play like get these things on my iPod Touch like back in the day. That's a dating yourself kind of thing right there. Hey, I wanted to mention here you got the Mid-State Checkdown game of the week. We have the official game one. It's going to be Springfield at Greenbrier. Pre-game is going to be 6:45 p.m. and that's of course going to be followed by Bruno and Ray on the Mid-State Checkdown scoreboard show that's going to be happening after the game. But Joe Fisher, Greg Pogue on the call there. So that's always going to be a fun time for everybody there. So August 19th, game one, official Mid-State Checkdown game one. And the first game, Joe Fisher's back into a broadcast booth. Springfield at Greenbrier, pregame at 6:45 p.m. Let's go to the Cure Hotline, 615-844-5600. Bob in Bellevue. Bob, how you doing, brother?
Zach, guess why I'm calling you, buddy?
Is it about that time of year?
It's about that time. Have you started any preparation yet?
See, this is the thing, Bob. I don't have to start preparing because I'm always prepared. You see what I'm saying?
Wow, I knew I had the right number. When I called 844-5600, I knew that was the number I needed to call.
Yeah, exactly.
Unbelievable. Give me your top 5 running backs. I have the 5th pick and I can't wait to hear where you have McCaffrey. Give me your top five running backs, if you will.
Super simple. I mean, you got to say Jonathan Taylor. I think he's
absolutely
one. I think
absolutely
that's fair. Derrick Henry's two, still in my book.
Yes.
I know a lot of people are. And look, I wouldn't even be mad if you flipped those back and forth, personally. I don't think that's that big of a deal.
That's the only. Those are the only two choices at those picks, Zach. You're
yes
right.
Three, I'm keeping it with Dalvin Cook. I'm still keeping Dalvin Cook up there. I think he's got a good year, especially this year coming up. I think he's going to have a huge year. Four,
you would say definitely draft Alexander Mattison as his backup, right?
Well, yeah, that comes in to always make sure you have the backup, but you know that's
sure
that's bench depth and all that kind of stuff if
okay
you have it.
Okay. All right, number four.
Number four, this is where it's hard to not put Christian McCaffrey. If you're willing to roll the dice,
right,
do it, because you know his ceiling is a million points a game and running back number one every week. And the downside is he could be injured and not playing. So you got to roll those dice. But talent wise, he's healthy right now. If he plays, he's number one really at the end of the year if he plays every game this season. So I'm sticking
yeah
Christian.
If he hadn't been hurt, we wouldn't be talking about him. We'd know where to draft him. But yeah, go ahead. Yeah, go ahead.
Exactly. So number five. See, and this is where a lot of you can just start going anywhere. I'm taking a shot this year. And a guy that I'm high on a lot of drafts, that because Alvin Kamara has fallen really far. You could probably still put Alvin there and keep it there. I'm going to go DeAndre Swift. I'm taking DeAndre Swift this year very high in all of my drafts. That's more my if I'm picking the top five, this is the year I think DeAndre Swift just has a explosion of a year. But I'll give you three that could go in top five. It's going to be DeAndre Swift, it's going to be Alvin Kamara, and it's going to be Aaron Jones. If you want to take any of those and put them in any order you want, Aaron Jones has the benefit of who is their playmakers for
him,
Green Bay.
Aaron Jones.
It's him. He's gonna have to be used somehow for this team. DeAndre Swift, once again, I think he's just gonna have the blowout year this year. And then Alvin Kamara has, you know, only ever been a running back one, but there's the threat of prosecution. We're talking about Deshaun Watson, you know, with his problems. Alvin Kamara is thanking Deshaun Watson for going through what he's done, because nobody's talking about Alvin Kamara and the jail time that he has almost had. So
now Kamara is going to get to play the first three games. His court date's not till September 29th, so he's going to play the first three games. I don't believe he's going to get more than six games, and I like Mark Ingram just fine to fill in for him, Heisman Trophy winner from Alabama.
Mm-hmm.
So if he misses the rest of the season, it'd be rough. But I have no problem putting in, you can get 15, 16 points out of Ingram while Kamara is out if it's not an extremely long suspension.
Yeah, and look, they're talking about possibly moving the court date to next year. So there could be
right
no problems this year, and you just will deal with it next offseason and see what happens. So
well, if he wasn't getting in trouble with the courts, he'd be my number five pick right now. It's just a matter of I don't trust what the court's going to do. I can't take McCaffrey. I like the players. I just don't have the guts to take McCaffrey. If he's there at 12 when I come back around, I'll take him. But I can't take him at 5 and he gets hurt in the first game. I had him last year
mm-hmm.
in one league. And when a guy gets hurt that early in the year, it's hard to forget about it.
No, trust me. There's a lot of people that are singing the exact same choir song that you're singing right there, Bob.
I get Bob's extra boy, but you got to listen to the champ.
Oh,
right?
Shut up.
Christian McCaffrey, number one. This is the year he puts it all together for a whole season.
Who's the champ?
Bruno technically is right now. Right now, though, Bob. Come on. That's just...
Hey, Bruno, what's your number? I need your number, Bruno.
It's 844-5600, 4-6. Hey, Bob, I appreciate you calling in, brother. We look forward to having you calling in more on fantasy football this year. We are done today. We've got Braves baseball, Boston Red Sox coming up here on this very station. Thanks to Matt Rudy jumping on with us. Thank you to all who called, commented, and listened in, however you did. We appreciate you so much. Remember, if nobody's told you, I love you, and you matter. We will see you guys tomorrow here on Nashville Sports Radio.
This is exclusive coverage of the Atlanta Braves on WPDQ Drexboro, WNSR, Brentwood, Nashville.
More focus, more edge, and more highlights. And that means more wins for all of us.
All smart beds are on sale. Save 50% on the Sleep Number 360 Limited Edition smart bed, only for limited time. To learn more, go to sleepnumber.com.